Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, what is that life that our Lord offers us? How do we share it? How must we live as followers of Christ to be worthy of the gift that he has given us? In the tradition of our church, this was once called the sequela Christi, the following of Christ, which was the sum of Christian living in this world. And it is important for us to look very seriously at that sequela Christi, to ask ourselves, how do we live that life that really stresses the name that we bear, the name of Christ, Christian? This has to do, I think, primarily with the universal call to holiness. Now, I know that word holiness may immediately conjure up in our minds particular images of devotion or piety. But I would remind you that that following of Christ, that call to holiness, was rather beautifully defined in the document on the Church from the Second Vatican Council. And the Council Fathers defined holiness as composed of four parts. The first part of the call to holiness is a hunger always to do the will of God. The second is following in the footsteps of Jesus. The third, giving constant praise and thanks to God. And the fourth, doing good for one's neighbor. For in sum, our responsibility, both to the Word of God through Jesus Christ and in that universal call to holiness, comprises two particular obligations. One is our own particular salvation, to understand that our destiny here on earth is to prepare for and to be certain of our entrance into the kingdom, into heaven. This is our homeland, that eternity with God in Jesus Christ. But secondly, we understand that our call to holiness, to the fulfilling of our destiny, involves living in our own particular time and place. It also involves a realization that although we are offered salvation as individuals, we are offered that and to be lived in a community of fellow believers, in a community, in fact, which encompasses the whole world. So we have a fundamental responsibility as well to achieve the common good for others, to prompt by how we live human flourishing, to seek those conditions in our world that will allow all men and women to understand what it means to be a human person made in the image and likeness of God. This has always been the concern of the Church when calling its members to living that Christ life, to answering their call to holiness. How do we recognize our responsibility for our particular destiny? And how do we recognize our responsibility to others? Well, I would suggest that in understanding that call to holiness, we must understand that we are also called to live a life of virtue. And it is in the pursuit of the virtuous life that we come to understand more deeply our own responsibilities and discover those ways by which we might live out those responsibilities authentically. I think we have all heard of the seven virtues, the four so-called natural virtues, the three theological virtues, and those virtues of prudence, of justice, of temperance, and courage. And the theological virtues, those gifts from God of faith, hope, and love, are what more and more should define all of our lives. And it is in growing habituated to these virtues that we come to understand more deeply the power of God's life within us and discover also more clearly what it means to be a true human person following our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's interesting to note that the first of these virtues is prudence. Prudence is not shrewdness, but prudence is the ability to discern the moral right and learn how to live it in our particular circumstances, in our everyday life. How to do the good in the world in which we inhabit, in the conditions and situations that might come our way. And in learning that virtue of prudence, we come to understand how to be just and temperate, how to be courageous in our faith, and how to receive those profound gifts from God of faith, hope, and love, and to manifest Christ in every moment of our lives. Ultimately, of course, all of these virtues point toward one, a virtue that will never end, and that is the virtue of caritas, of love, of living in the love of the God who created us, redeemed us, sustains us, and living in that virtue that allows us to share that profound gift with others. And in this following of Christ, in this answering of our universal call to holiness, in our desire to live that life of caritas, of divine love, we achieve our true blessedness. And it leads me back then to that participation, that form of prayer, that form of worship that sustains these virtues, calls us forward, reminds us of who we are, and gives us the strength to do that. And that is participation in the Holy Eucharist, which allows us to understand that Jesus Christ, the bread of life, who gave his flesh and blood for the world, is constantly among us, is a real presence, nourishment for our life here on earth, and a constant call to the life that will live forever.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.